Bir Midas HaTahara. Now, this seemingly is very similar to a Midah that we had already in Nikius. But we'll see that the way it seems in the Mesuzah Sharin, Nikius is more in action. Right? Nikius is to make sure that the actions you're doing are free from any taint. And Tahara is, even if after the actions are 100% okay, the Kavana makes a difference. Tahara is that the Kavana should be free of any taint, not the actual action. Okay, so Tahara is more of something to the heart. We'll see, he says that right away in the beginning. And Nikius is more a tikkun of deed. Okay. Tahara is what's it called, is the goal of Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. And that's why the Kohen Gadol used to go 5 times to the mikveh and wash his hands and feet 10 times, because the whole idea of Yom Kippur, those are the external ideas of Tahara. Yom Kippur is also an idea of Tahara. And I saw the Kuzri says that the ideal of Yom Kippur is that you should cleanse your mind from all the narishkeiten and things that were improper that you heard when you were a kid, that maybe you couldn't control your mind from, and totally cleanse your mind from that. He said, the Maisa, if that's too hard to do, to erase your memory, then at least do tshuva on the averas you did. So doing tshuvas on the averas is not the ultimate of tahara. The ultimate of tahara is cleansing your mind completely, which again, once you saw something and it registered, it's there. It's not easy to delete, right? And to put it out of commission for good. It's there. It's in the back of your mind or whatever. So that's a very difficult thing. But you do see from there that that's what the idea of tahara is. Tahara is not so much doing things properly, but it's having the right intentions and having a cleansed mind where everything is l'shem shamayim and pure. Pure purity of thought. That's more what tahara is. Okay, that's what he says. The bir midas tahara. What is tahara? A tahara hi tikkun halei b'machshavos. Tahara is correcting your heart and your mind. Right. In other words, your thoughts, and your emotions, your feelings. Okay. All of that is tahara. Vezeh haloshem mitzandu etzel David. Where do we find a source that that is the concept of tahara? Sha'amar leiv tahar bra li alokim. That the place of tahara is in the heart. Leiv tahar, a pure heart, create for me, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's mashma from here that you need a tremendous amount of siyata dishmaya to have a pure heart. And not only that, but having a pure heart is like a new creation. Bra li alokim. Bara is yesh mi'ayim. Right, so if a person wants to really reach that level, that's what the Kuzri says, that the ideal would be on Yom Kippur to cleanse your mind completely as if you have a new mind, new heart. Okay, but that's very, very difficult, he says. And mamele, you need a lot of siyata d'shmayim. It's almost like not just cleansing your heart, it's like getting a new one, getting a new mind. Right, and that's a very difficult thing. The inyana, what does that mean? He should leave no place for the Yetzer Hara to function in his actions. Even if his actions are 100% okay, glatt kosher, but the intention behind them can make them, yes, good or not good. So the intention should be also pure. Eliyu kol ma'isav atzad ha'chochma v'hayira. And what does that mean to cleanse your mind and your actions? They should all follow Chochma and Yira. And he on the bottom says that Chochma, velo al tzad hachet v'hataiva. And the opposite of Chochma and Yira is chet and taiva. Taiva is the opposite of Chochma. Right? When a person functions because of desire, he's not functioning because of wisdom. Wisdom functions because that's the right thing to do, not that's what you want to do. So Chochma is the opposite of Taiva, and Yira is the opposite of Chet. Yira is where you do everything and you're careful that there's no Chet, nothing missing. It's perfection. And yira means I'm afraid that I won't do this perfectly. And chet is where it's imperfect. This is not only with mitzvahs and averis. This is even with your regular physical mundane pursuits during the day, eating, drinking, sleeping. Also, there's, even though they're 100% okay, it's okay to sleep, it's okay to eat, and you're eating kosher and you're making a bracha, so there's nothing wrong with the maisa. But what's the motivation? What are you thinking about? Are you eating because you enjoy to eat and you're doing atzara taiva? Are you doing it because it's healthy to eat and you need the strength to be able to function and serve the Rabbanu Shalom? Then you're doing mitzara chachma. Okay, so that's that is even the ma'isim ha'gufonim v'achomrim. Shafil l'acharei hisnahagu b'prishus. Even though a person can already reach the madrega of prishus, where he is able to indulge in those things that are positive and stay away from those things that are negative, which we gave great detail about. He only takes from the world what is necessary, and necessary does not necessarily mean what's necessary physically, but what's necessary for that person according to his station, as we explained. He still has to purify his heart and his mind. Even that which he takes, the motivation shouldn't be desire and what's it called, and pleasure, but it should be done because that's the proper thing to do. His intention shouldn't be merely because I enjoy this, but the intention should be is that I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do, and the result is a proper thing. We're talking about relations with his wife, that he performed them in a way that he did them for the 100% just for the sake of the mitzvah and the avoda and the outcome of either having children or what's it called, cementing a relationship between himself and his wife, other reasons why, and not just because what's it called, it was hanoah because of the enjoyment or the taiva, whatever. And that Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, in all your ways you should know the Rabbanu Shalom, and he'll straighten out your ways. Meaning, do'ehu means to know the Rabbanu Shalom, means with chokhmah. It means to, first of all, it means the word das means to have an attachment, right? Something that you have a das for, you have an attachment with. So you attach yourself to the Rabbanu Shalom, but it also means do'ehu through chokhmah. You should attach yourself to the Rabbanu Shalom by doing those things that chokhmah dictates, not that your baser instincts dictate. And even if there are baser instincts, you should go beyond them and function according to your chokhmah and yirah shamayim, and not based on those instincts. Okay. Va'omnam tzarech shateda. You have to know that just like it's possible to have purity of thought in physical things, eating, drinking, and so on, and those things, when you don't direct them and you don't have the right intention and purity of intention, it's very easy to have those things caused by taiva, by the wrong kinds of causes. Cain, however, so that's for sure, that in those kind of things a person needs taharas hamachshava. He has to function in a way that doesn't, he's not led by his desires, but he's led by his wisdom and Yirat Shamayim. Kein shayach taharas ha-machshava b'maisim ha-tov makrovim l'boris b'shamo. Same thing goes with mitzvahs, where it's easier to do it with the right intention, but still there you have to be careful also to make sure that your intention is pure. It's harder to do with the right intention physical things. Kol shekein over there, you have to have taharas ha-machshava. But I might think that when you're doing a mitzvah, so you're doing a mitzvah. What do you have to have, you know, extra careful to make sure that your intention is pure? Still, even there, you have to have a pure intention. L'shelo yisrach mimenu. That your intention should make what you're doing, the mitzvah, into a mitzvah that brings you closer to the Ribbono shel Olam, and not to something that makes you farther away. Example I always like to give, how intention can change either a mitzvah into an aveira or an aveira into a mitzvah. Right? It says in last week's sedra, the end of the sedra, it says that the Rabban Shem said to stone to death the Mekalel, and the Torah says they took him out of the machne and they stoned him to death. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Rashi says the Kasher tziva, the Svarno says the Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe is redundant. It says what they did. It says the Rav Hashem said stone him to death, and it says they took him out and they stoned him to death. Obviously they did Kasher Tziva Hashem's Moshe. Why did the Torah have to repeat they did Kasher Tziva? He says because they may have done it because they didn't like this guy anyway. He was a ger, you know, his father was a goy, what's it called, so they didn't like him altogether. And therefore when they stoned him to death, they didn't do it because the Rav Hashem said to stone him to death. They did Mamash L'Shei Mitzvah. They used that as an excuse to stone him to death because they didn't like him. And this was a good excuse to be able to kill the guy, and get your revenge, right? Or because, you know, they needed some action and this was a good chance for action. Right? So the Torah tells us they didn't do it. They did what the Ribbono shel Olam said, and they did it for the reason the Ribbono shel Olam said. They did it because the Ribbono shel Olam said it, not because they had any ulterior motive. We find the same thing that when you don't do it like that, right? So this is mamish, if it wouldn't be that it'd be a mitzvah, it'll be murder, right? What the pure intention makes it into a mitzvah. But if you didn't have that pure intention, then it's a little bit mixed in murder. Because you didn't do this. The proof to that is the following. It says that the Ribbono shel Olam told Yehu to kill out the entire dynasty of Achav, because they were over there with the Zorah, which he did. It's Mekayim Dvar Hashem. The Ribbono shel Olam, the Navi, came and told him, you're going to become king and you're going to destroy every last vestige of Achav's home family, including Yezebel, and he did that. And then Yehu was punished later for destroying the family of Achav. So yes, why was he punished? L'chora, what's it called, the Ribbono shel Olam told him to do it. So it says because he himself then went and was over Avodah Zorah. So it can't be that the reason he did it was to eradicate Avodah Zorah and to take Nekama and Achav for serving Avodah Zorah, because he himself served Avodah Zorah. So it must be the reason he did it was for personal gain, whatever. It couldn't have been any more kula l'shem shamayim. And whatever wasn't l'shem shamayim, he's a murderer. So then, what's it called? It's then he's a murderer. Right? The example I always like to give for Balei Kriya. Two people get up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and they say, you know, I want to go hear Kriyas HaTorah today, and I hope the Baal Korei doesn't make any mistakes, because if he does, I want to be Yotze, and I'm going to have to correct him, and no, I know that it's not comfortable for the Baal Korei to be corrected. Next guy gets up, and he says, oh, I heard so-and-so is laning today, I can't stand that guy, I just hope he makes a lot of mistakes so I can really show him up. Okay, both of them go to shul, and the Baal Korei makes a mistake, and they both pounce on him. One of them gets a mitzvah; he's mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, and he wants to get the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The other one, the Chorei, gets an aveira because he's using the Kriyas HaTorah as a excuse to embarrass this guy. That's his intention; intention to embarrass him. He couldn't care less if he's yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. It could be even he wants to be yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, but his intention is also then to a certain degree he gets an onish for being mavaza somebody barabbi. He knows the heter to do it. That your intention can change a mitzvah into an aveira, or an aveira into a mitzvah. What normally would be an aveira. So that is what's it called, that is one idea, that your intention has to be pure in doing mitzvahs. Okay. V'lo yumishal ha-yetzer, v'uyin shalo lishmo ha-musk v'divri chazal. Pamim rabos. And this is the concept of a mitzvah shalo lishmo. Sometimes the shalo lishmo turns the mitzvah into an aveira, like we said. If you're not doing it l'shem shamayim, right, so then it's an aveira. Because what makes it a mitzvah is the l'shem shamayim. Like murdering somebody because the Rebbe Shem said to do it. It's normally an aveira. But if you do it l'shem shamayim, it could become a mitzvah. Right, if you're told to do it, or there's a mitzvah to do it, or whatever. Then there's what's it called, many different kinds of shalol lishma. Ve'ulam kfar nisbaru divrei chazal sheish minim shonim shel shalol lishma. There are many different kinds of shalol lishma, right? And the Tosfos asks a question. It says, la'olam yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzvah shalol lishma shemito shalol lishma b'lishma. Could be that a mitzvah shalol lishma is not such a great high level, but it's better to do that than not to do anything, because mitzvah goreres mitzvah, a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. So you may not get so much benefit from doing this mitzvah shalol lishma, but it'll lead you to other mitzvahs, which maybe you will do lishma. That's why the Gemara says it's better to do, even though you get more reward for doing an aveira lishma. You do an aveira l'shem shamayim, okay, like Esther did with Achashverosh, right? Or other examples, that the Yael with the Sisra was an Aveira Lishma. And the Schar for an Aveira Lishma, where you do it totally for with purity or whatever, did it because it's the right thing to do in this situation. Normally it'll be an Aveira. But in this situation, it's a mitzvah. So you get tremendous Schar. More Gdol Aveira Lishma, mi mitzvah shalol lishma. It's greater an aveira l'shem shamayim than a mitzvah shalol l'shem shamayim. Okay, so the Gemara says that's the case. Why is it lo'olam yasuk adam b'torah mitzvah shalol l'shma? It should say go find aveiras l'shma to do. Why should you be involve yourself in mitzvah shalol l'shma? They're not on the highest level. The highest level is aveira l'shma. So go around looking for aveiras l'shma. So the Gemara says no, because aveira goreres aveira. Even if you do an aveira l'shma, but you get conditioned to do aveiras. The next one may be shalol lishma. But if you do a mitzvah shalol lishma, this time it's not so great. But you got conditioned to do mitzvahs. The next one may be lishma. So it's always better to do mitzvah shalol lishma than aveira lishma. Okay, so then the Gemara says though that somebody who does mitzvahs shalol lishma is mutav shenepach shel yosav upon him. Better he should have been a stillborn. Shouldn't have been born into this world. So Tosfos says, here it says, Lo'olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shalol Lishma Shemito Shalol Lishma Bolishma. And here it says that if you do a Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, then you shouldn't have been born. Mashmah, you shouldn't do Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. So Tosfos says the difference between what's the Shalol Lishma, and that's what he alludes to over here. There are many levels of Shalol Lishma. The worst level, and that's what Tosfos says, which he doesn't really mention, he mentions like the second level up. First level is where you do it lekanter. You're doing the mitzvah to hurt other people. You bedavka do mitzvahs, but you're doing them either you're learning Torah to show other people up, right? You're learning in order to embarrass other people with your knowledge and put them down, or you're doing mitzvahs that to hurt other people, right? Your intention is negative, harmful. There, then you shouldn't do the mitzvah. Do mitzvahs that harm other people, bedavka, and that's your intention. Your intention is not to do Ratzon Hashem. Your intention is to hurt other people by doing your mitzvahs. Then what's it called? Then you shouldn't have been born. It's not a positive thing to do at all. That's the worst level. That's what Tosfos says is the level where better you shouldn't have been born. And every other level is better to do it, but there are again different gradations, which we'll see. So Harami Kulam, he says the worst one. He doesn't even include Tosfos' thing. Because that lechora is not even doing a mitzvah.
Can we give an example?
When a person does a mitzvah to hurt other people, yeah, let's think of something. I'm happy I can't think of something easy. So, because if I could, that would be not such a great sign. Let's think of a mitzvah you could do, the dafka to hurt other people. You want to promote tznius in your area, okay? and you don't really care about sneers, but you're looking for an excuse to yell at somebody and embarrass them and hurt them because you don't like them anyway. So you find somebody who's not dressed all that tzanua, and you go and yell at them and spit at them and whatever. Theoretically speaking, that there could be people who do something like that. And my intention is not for the sake of tzniyas. I'm just looking for an opportunity to embarrass somebody and to spit at them. And I'm using the tzniyas as an excuse. That's doing a mitzvah, right? Because the chora to champion tzniyas is a mitzvah, but to do it in such a way, and that's my intention. My intention is not for the sake of the tzniyas, but I'm just a shlemazel, don't know how to do it properly. That's already still shalol l'shma, right? And you may get schar for that too, even though you may get an onus for doing it improperly. But if your intention, I couldn't care less about tzniyas, right? But I don't like this person, and I'm going to look for an excuse to embarrass her, or him, or whatever, right? And I'm going to use this as a means to do it. That's using a mitzvah for another. That's the worst kind of shalol l'shma. But he doesn't mention that. He mentioned a different kind of shalol l'shma. Harami kulam hu she'einenu ovid l'shem avoda klal. I don't intend to do this for the mitzvah at all. Ela l'ramos bnei adam u'laharviach kavod umam. I'm doing it as a hypocrite. A hypocrite is a person who doesn't really believe in all this. Don't have any kavod l'shem mitzvah. I'm doing it merely to put on a show so I can get kavod or money. Right? I don't believe in any of this. Make myself look like a frum person, right? And this way I can get a job. Or I can make money. I know somebody. I better not say it, forget it. And that's nothing to do with somebody here, but since I see people listen to this tape, who knows where in Eckfeld somebody hears this and they'll have an idea what I'm talking about. So let me see if I can mask it in some way but there are people, okay, that can put on an act, can be rabbonim, and they don't believe in anything. Shaykh. And they're what's it called, but they do it because it's a living. So they're willing to go along with all this and play the part, even though they mamish don't believe in it. Shaykh, such a thing. I couldn't imagine that somebody could be that bad. I mean, you always fool yourself into thinking that you do mean it somewhat, you know, the shem shemayim, but it's a good living too. But it's shayach, believe me, for somebody to not believe in anything, and just because he has a job, to go through the motions, and that's it. That's the only thing, the only motivation. So that's shayach. Or covet, or whatever. That's called a hypocrite. Okay? Somebody's putting on a show. Most people are not like that. Most people believe in it, and they do it, but they have ulterior motives too. That's a separate thing. This idea of doing it, that kind of shalol l'shma, you're not doing it to hurt people. You're doing it for ulterior motives, even though you don't believe it. I'm not sure if you get schar for that or not. If that's b'chlal called a mitzvah. Okay. There's another kind which he doesn't mention 100%, and that is. Oh, he says on that kind. No, he says for favors. The zeu she'amru bo noach lo she'nepcha shel yaso upon him. That's what it refers to. Not like Tosis. Tosis says that you do it lekanter. Lekanter usually means to hurt somebody else. To show them up. Here, he doesn't say you're hurting anybody. You're just getting covered in mammon, and you're not doing it for a bechalal that you believe in. It's a hypocrisy. You're putting on an act. So there, lechara, better you shouldn't have been created. You're using the Rabbanu Shlom's Torah, you don't believe in it, and you're using it for your own gain. Right. Surely Tosa's case where you're using it not only for your own gain but to hurt somebody else, for sure. Right. I don't know why he doesn't mention that it being the worst of all of them. He doesn't even mention that. There's another kind that he doesn't mention, and that's the following. Marshivra Gifter said there's a kind of shalol l'shma that shemito shalol l'shma bo l'shma, and there's a type of shalol l'shma that'll never come l'shma, and that is where you misrepresent the mitzvah completely. In other words, he said it by the Levium. It says, Kaches HaLevium, right? Take the Levium, convince them to accept to be Levium. So what was Moshe supposed to tell them? Ashreichem shinismanu shamoshim lamakum. You're so lucky, you get to be God's Shamas. So Shiva asked, you want to convince somebody to be a Levi? That's not exactly the most convincing thing to tell him. The best thing to tell him is, you know what, you get free food. get people's mice or whatever. You're going to get, you know, perks in this job, getting free food. And then tell them, by the way, it's also you have to be a shamus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever. But you want to convince him, right? The convincing is not to be a shamus on welcome. The convincing should be free food. So he said that somebody who thinks that they are a Levi in order to get free food is not Levi Shalom Lishma. It's a total distortion of what Levius is. It's not, I know what it is a Levi. A Levi is to be a shamus, but you get free food. So I'm doing it, I'm being a shamus in order to get free food. So I know what it is to be a Levi, but my motivation is an ulterior motive. That's Shalom Lishma. And that eventually will come Lishma. But a person who says, I think being a Levi is getting free food, that's what Levius is, you've distorted it. He said it that there were groups that Alts Kiruv, right, brought people to learn Torah by misrepresenting what Torah was. They told them you're learning mysticism. Right? So he said those people were not learning Torah. They were learning mysticism. Now you could think, mitosha lo lishma bo lishma. No. It's a total distortion of what Torah is. Tell them you're learning Torah, you'll get a prize at the end, what's it called, you know, it's enjoyable, you know, whatever, for an ulterior motive. But let them know they're learning Torah. But don't misrepresent the Torah to something else. That also, lechora, is, I don't know if it's mutav shenepa shulyasa, but that you don't say mitosha lo lishma bo lishma. Because you didn't start off with the same commodity. It's a different commodity. And that there you don't say. It's not mitzvah shalom lishma, it's b'chlal not a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah shalom lishma, it won't lead to other mitzvahs.